Most members of Congress representing upstate New York were hoping to hear some solutions to help the ailing economy from President Barack Obama in last night's State of the Union address. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke to two area congressmen about whether the president accomplished that.
Syracuse area Congressman Dan Maffei says that Washington needs to take bold action to revitalize the country's still struggling economy. While the Democrat praised the president's proposals to spend money on things like education and infrastructure, Maffei said he wished the speech had included more details. Maffei says the president presented a good approach to both helping the economy and cutting the deficit.
We can't spend our way out of the problem any more than we can cut our way out of the problem. But the balanced approach that the president outlined, I think, is about the right one.
Republican Congressman Richard Hanna, who represents portions of Central New York and the Southern Tier, said there are economic issues his party can agree with the president on. But Hanna said the president's speech included a lot of proposals that are going to cost a lot of money.
I mean, we don't need more government. And we don't need a more expensive government. We need a smarter government.
And as far as the tone of the State of the Union, both Hanna and Maffei agreed that the president and the congressmen who were listening to him were generally bipartisan. For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.